John Williams here on WGN Radio. All of our phone lines are busy with calls. I must be wildly popular. By coincidence, Bob Bertog is here, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Good
All
to
right.
be in the studio.
So give us some wisdom, and then we'll take some of those calls.
The wisdom is I'm still harping on watering. We're still below.
Get closer to the microphone, Mr. Bertog.
I'm sorry. I'm still harping on watering. Still below average, but we didn't this last couple. The last week rains helped a lot. I'm more concerned about trees and shrubs to make sure they get a nice deep feed.
Still be watering those things.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry as much about the turf. The turf actually looks really nice right now because of the rain we had. But because it was such a struggle all summer, I want to make sure we get that water down deep into the root zone.
Okay, here's some questions for Bob Bertog, 312-981-7200. Dan, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Thanks, King John. First of all, I appreciate everything you do. And Bob, I will hope that King John nominates you for Secretary of Everything That Grows in the Ground when he gets to be king.
There you go.
So, Bob, given the weird summer and fall that we've had, and now that we've finally had some rain, is it too late to plug, aerate, and overseed?
I would hold off on the aeration. It's supposed to be in the teens next week. And if you have the root zone exposed like that and we get a hard freeze, that's going to do more damage to the plant. As far as overseeding, you actually want to do something now. It's called dormant overseeding because the soil temperatures, once they get below 50, the seed won't germinate. And it'll sit there, top dress it, seed it, put a blanket over it for the winter, and then it'll come up in the spring when the soil temperatures get back above 50.
But are you laying the grass seed just on top of the turf then?
No, you would still do it like as if it was October.
But you said don't do a core aeration.
I wouldn't do the core aeration, but you can still core in the spring.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm sorry, but if I'm putting seed down, how does it get into the ground to grow?
Well, you're going to be putting
Split seeder.
You could do that too.
Okay, but wait a minute. Finish your thought.
So you're going to still be putting down the top dressing mix. So you have established a seed bed where the seeds are within the top dressing bed, and then they'll germinate, and then they'll grab hold into that top dressing mix.
Oh, I see. So I'm not just putting seed down.
No. You still have to go through the whole process of the top dressing.
Which includes what?
The compost, sand, topsoil mix that you put over the whole turf area, and then you incorporate the seeds, and then you rake it in, and then it'll...
Let it sit there.
Let it sit there.
So would you say then put that mixture down first, the top dressing down, and then come back over it with the seed?
Yes, and then you take a rake and you kind of rake it into the seed bed, up to a quarter of an inch into the seed bed, and it'll germinate in the spring and it'll grab hold.
How about that? Okay, Dan, good question. I hope that helps. Jane, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What can we do for you, Jane?
Hi. I have had very terrible grubs over the years, and I have not put down the application that has the special ingredient that kills the eggs that I can still put on right now. I'm still looking for that one application that has that one ingredient. But I'm wondering if lime, if I spread lime now, would that help kill the eggs?
Okay, well, a couple of thoughts there. What do you know?
Lime will only change the composite of the soil. It will not do anything with insects. It's too late to put down an insecticide. It's just a waste of money. It'll biodegrade over the winter, and it'll break down. The best time to put down your preventative grub control is in June. And typically you do that with your second application of fertilizer. It's a combination product, so you're fertilizing the lawn and feeding it at the same time you're putting down a preventative insecticide.
All right, everybody circle June because we are grub central here, and everybody's been suffering from those things. So 1st of June, we're going to do our grub killer stuff.
Yes.
And then, but there's more than one application over the course of the season, right?
Yes, grub control and the preventative is kind of like a COVID shot. It doesn't mean you're not going to get it. So if you do see grub populations in the fall, that's when they're going to come up and feed on the grass. The populations will be much lower than normal than if you didn't treat. And then you might have to put down a reactive application like a Dilox, which is a fast-acting kill. There's a product, there's a bunch of products that you can put down. I can't endorse a single one for a preventative measure, but there are several that you can put down.
Okay, good luck to everybody on that. Jill wants to kill quack grass. Jill, Am I reading my screen correctly here? Or pardon me, Jane. Hi, Jane. What do you know? Let's answer that question anyway. Is quackgrass a thing?
Quackgrass is a very, very difficult grass to get rid of. Really, the only way to do it is with a non-selective herbicide, and then either rip it out and put in new sod or overseed it.
What does it look like?
It's a real coarse grass blade, and it's thicker, and it grows flat. And actually, a lot of parks, they don't mind it because kids play sports and stuff in it, and it does very well with wear and tear.
That sounds like crabgrass. It's
not,
different.
It's not. Crabgrass is an annual grass that dies with the first frost. Quackgrass is an actual grass. It's a weedy grass, but it's very hard to control.
Well, I got a lot of crabgrass because that stuff all turned brown and is dying or dead in my yard.
That's crabgrass
after
the first frost.
So I'll just pull that up. And then was that going to come back next year then?
It did drop seeds. So what you need to do in the spring is put down a pre-emergent crabgrass control. But keep in mind, if you've done any overseeding, that pre-emergent crabgrass control will also prevent your desirable grasses from germinating.
So what do I do about that?
Pick or choose. What I would do is I'd overseed in the spring, and I would let that grass germinate, and I would take care of it. When the crabgrass shows up in July, I would treat it with a post-emergent.
Hey, John and Bob, thank you for the wonderful landscaping season. I learned so much from you guys. Well, isn't that nice? One last question. Without needing to hire Mayor Daley's overnight destination crew, or maybe destruction crew, how do I kill my neighbor's 50-foot-tall tree that drops those black bananas all winter long? I'm just reading the questions here.
I know. Talk to the guy with the cottonwood. I can't endorse how you should do that. There are ways, though. But
Mayor Daley famously had a crew that came in and destroyed Meg's field. Those same guys from 30 years ago are driving around maybe and are ready to destroy your neighbor's 50-foot-tall tree that drops those black bananas. I've seen those. What kind of tree is that?
It's a locust tree.
It's a locust tree. Why do people have them?
It lets through filtered sunlight. They are nice for that, for partial shade. Some people actually like the fruit. I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah, right. Sorry about the whole killing thing. Good luck to you. Bob Bertog is here, the landscape pro from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. You ready for more questions, sir?
Sure.
Should a lawnmower blade be sharpened every year, and when and how do I get it replaced?
I would recommend sharpening the blade twice a year. If you're only cutting your lawn, we sharpen ours every week. It should be done professionally, because if you don't do it, a balanced cut on both sides of the blade, it's out of balance and it'll ruin your lawnmower.
So where do they do that? Hardware store? Or?
I would say your local hardware store would probably do it, or check the yellow pages. Anybody that does knife sharpening will do lawnmower blades.
And here's a tip. Don't do it while the lawnmower is running. How are we supposed to water, John, when Lou Manfredini told us to remove the hose? Lou was telling us how to winterize our house, and he said, so the spigot doesn't freeze and the pipe burst, you want to get that done.
I agree with removing the hose. That's very important. And for whatever reason, science seems to take the freezing back up through the spigot. If the hose is attached, I've seen pipes crack. Disconnect the hose, or connect it when you want to water, and then disconnect it when you're done. Most of the time, you don't have to turn off the spigot to the outside. Most of them have antifreeze, the valve on the back side of the wall.
The newer houses will.
Yeah, the newer houses, correct.
Some of the older ones, like the ones I live in, don't. We've had them installed, and that is a real peace of mind.
Yes.
Or you get a valve installed on the inside of the house, and then you can at least shut the water out to the outside of the house, right?
Yep, that's a Lou topic, but yes, that sounds correct.
Well, that's what Lou said. 847 says, does Bob Bertog recommend a seed for that dormant seeding? Is it the same seed I'm going to apply in the spring?
Yes. It depends on the conditions. If it's a shady area, you want to put down a shade seed. Sunny area, sunny. But keep in mind, when you're doing it in the fall, it might be sunny outside, but you might be around some big maple trees that don't have their leaves on it. So try and remember what it looks like during the summer, and you'll just put down the seed according to that.
Hey, Bob, every fall when I rake the lawn, I pile the leaves around the bushes to give them winter food. Is that a thing? Is that a good idea?
It is a good idea, but I would recommend, instead of just raking the leaves in and leaving them fluffed around the whole plant, I would grind them with the lawnmower first, because that way they're going to break down faster and they're not going to get moldy and shady. And the mold is the big thing that scares me when you just have the full-size leaf in there, especially some of the bigger trees like the maple leaves. They'll hold together for most of the winter. So grind them up, and yes, you'll get the nutrients back into the soil.
630 says, is there a difference between fall and winter fertilizer?
Not really. A lot of the programs have a step five. I personally think that sometimes they're just ringing the register, but the fall and the winter are very similar.
Can I cut back my knockout roses this fall?
You can. There's two schools of thought on roses. A lot of times what people like to do is hill them with compost at the base so the crown of the plant is protected, and then in the spring you see how much has died back and then cut it back to the live tissue. Or the other thing you can do, if they're unruly and completely out of control and covering the walks and stuff, sure, prune them now to the desired height and then see where they go in the spring. But keep in mind, if you prune them now, you might still have some dieback in the spring. So if you make it smaller now, you may be making it even smaller in the spring.
Can I still spray iron on the lawn to extend the green?
Iron is basically a cosmetic chemical that you put on the grass, so it's very expensive, and I wouldn't recommend doing
iron,
it now.
There's an iron spray you put on your lawn?
I use a granular because you have much more control with it.
Not green, though, but it makes the grass greener?
It does. It works.
It's like iron-rich blood. Ta-da!
It's something, though, I highly recommend leaving that to the professionals. If you get that on your driveway, it's going to discolor your driveway or your sidewalks and stuff. If you do use a product, if you use a liquid, don't spray it on the concrete. If you use a granular product, make sure you sweep it all off, or it will stain bad too.
This is Kathy. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. Bob, in the front of my townhouse, there are five, I think they're called burning bushes. They turn real red. And the last two, the very first one constantly dies. The second one, it's okay. And the last three are perfect. Can I do anything to help that one from dying? And, I mean, the stalks look dead.
But does it come back the next year, or do you have to replace it?
No, well, I've had the townhouse people replace it because it just goes to nothing. I don't know. Could there possibly be something in the ground there that is stopping it?
Absolutely. I would say if it's done it more than 2 years in a row, or even 2 years in a row, I would definitely do a soil test in that area, because what you're describing, it sounds like it's very localized, especially if all the plants are being treated the same as far as water and fertilizer. There's something going on in the soil. I would have it checked out.
So the guys that are doing the landscaping say, we'll throw another bush in, but what they really need to do is dig out all that soil and put some new soil in.
Or they might be able to put in some sort of supplement that will change the composition of the soil.
Burning bushes are really pretty. They turn so bright red, but late in the season, like right now, right?
Right now they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are. Kathy, good luck to you. Take that back to your people. Ron, you're on WGN. Ron, what can we do for you?
Well, you made it personal, but how far back do I prune my rose bushes at this time of year?
That's up to you as far as you want, but just as I just said a few minutes ago, if you cut them back now, you might be cutting more back in the spring, because roses will tend to die back if we have a very cold winter.
So, I'm sorry, you're saying wait until the spring and you'll see how much of it died in the winter.
Yes.
And then, if I do it now, the remainder may die off also because of the freeze.
Correct. And then you're still cutting that back to live tissue. So yeah. I like to wait. Again, I have clients that have completely unruly shrub roses along their front walk. Then go ahead and cut those back now so people aren't slapping into them when they're walking up the front walk.
Good luck to you, Ron. We're out of time.
Wow. Goes by fast.
How's business been for you?
Business is good. Getting ready for snow.
Do you guys do snow plowing then?
We do, a commercial.
Oh, I see. Will you do my driveway?
Not out in Ottawa.
How about one in Chicago? But actually you do commercial. You do malls and banks and stores and stuff.
Right. And warehouses, office buildings, hospitals, medical centers.
Any other services you want to plug before I let you go, Bob?
We do full. We're a full service landscape design, installation, lighting, irrigation. We just started dabbling in holiday decor this year.
Ooh, well, now I do want you to come to Ottawa. That's Bob Bertog of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. It's, as always, a pleasure that you visit with us each week. It was nice of you to come into studio today. You came bearing gifts for producer Pete and me. That's nice of you and not necessary. And I'll call you again, Bob, maybe as the conditions warrant. But if we don't see you again until next spring, it's been a delight. Thank you for helping us out so much this year.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And if something happens weird with the weather and we need to talk about it, I'm available.